AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The heads of agencies enforcing President Trump's immigration agenda are testifying before Congress. Lawmakers want answers after two people were shot and killed in Minneapolis by government officers. California Democrat Eric Swalwell questioned Todd Lyons, the acting director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
How many ICE agents have been fired for their conduct under your leadership?
Sir, I can get you that data. I'll get that back to you.
Is it more than one?
I'm not going to speak about personnel actions, but I'll get you that data.
Can you tell us if at least, God, I hope at least one person has been fired for their conduct since these operations have begun? Are you telling us you can't even say one person's been fired?
Sir, I'm not going to talk about personnel actions.
The Trump administration says activists and protesters opposed to its operations are the ones ratcheting up attacks on their officers and not the other way around, and that their immigration enforcement operations are making the country safer. There was an emergency landing involving a small plane on a busy Georgia road.
Pilot Thomas Rogers was flying his single-engine plane over Gainesville, Georgia, Monday when something went terribly wrong and sent this distress message.
Mayday, mayday, mayday.
That recording from liveatc.net. He then tells the tower.
This is Bonanza 229, Tango Tango. We're not going to make it. Please tell my wife, Molly, I love her, and my parents. I love them so much.
Rogers was able to walk away after an emergency landing. The FAA says the Hawker Beechcraft Bonanza made that emergency landing on a busy road around noon after Rogers had engine issues. Police say the plane struck three cars, dislodging a fuel tank into one of them. Two people were taken to a hospital with minor injuries. I'm Julie Walker.
A White House official says the Trump administration is expected this week to revoke a scientific finding for U.S. action to fight climate change. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer secured a temporary respite after fallout from the Jeffrey Epstein files threatened his leadership. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are flirting with their latest records in mixed trading on Wall Street. The S&P 500 rose 0.2% in the first hour of trading Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 247 points to its record. That's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite edged up 0.2%. Profit reports from several big U.S. companies came in mixed. Hasbro rose 7% after releasing its results. Coca-Cola fell 2.2%. Treasury yields fell in the bond market after a reading on retail sales came in weaker than expected. That raised expectations that the Federal Reserve might cut interest rates more than expected later this year to boost the economy. Seth Sutel, New York.
Target CEO Michael Fiddleke is reshuffling his leadership team and making other changes shortly after stepping into the top job at the retailer that has struggled operationally. Fiddleke says the changes will allow Target to move with greater speed. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.